Okay, we're outside the Union Theatre, where it's intermission for Things Ain't What They Used To Be. Now, John, I'm quite enjoying this show, having come to it anew and having no idea what it's about. It's rather like a bit of a music hall review for me. I'm quite enjoying the cheap laughs. Maybe it's still lingering jet lag, but from last week's trip. But how are you finding it?
I was going to ask you if it felt for you like a knees up and a sing song in the Queen Vic in EastEnders, because I've got a bit of history with the show. I mean, I performed in it, but also I remember it as being a theatrical landmark when Joan Littlewood's Theatre Workshop put it on at Stratford and really put Stratford Theatre on the map. But news of none of that reached Melbourne.
Or Brisbane.
And you are, of course, too much of a child to have known about it anyway.
Yes, there's so much to learn.
So, I repeat, does it feel like a sing-song in Peggy Mitchell's back room?
Well, if I knew what Peggy Mitchell's back room was like, because I'm not that familiar with EastEnders either, but, you know, I think it's quite... it does feel like a sing-song, though, and it feels like how I would imagine a bit of a music hall thing would be. And actually, I kind of feel like it would be great if it was in a pub with, you know, patrons, you know, either milling about
and joining in
yeah. or something like yeah. that. Maybe that's what the Union Theatre could do. They could have a bar in the theatre.
I mean, you're obviously referring to back to La Boheme, where we were actually joining in with the show. And you were a wonderful musetta.
Yes. I'm just thinking income stream for these theatres. You know,
yes,
well,
yes, yes, absolutely.
Never get enough these days.
Well, there's a pub across the street, the Union Jack, that appears to have absolutely nobody in it, so perhaps we should just encourage the show to go across the road. It doesn't feel as if it's going anywhere else. There's remarkably little plot in Things Ain't What They Used To Be, and it's really just a load of ex-gangsters and aging prostitutes moaning about how life used to be a bit better 10 years ago when they were allowed to, or when they had more freedom to carve each other up with razors.
Oh, yes, well, it's a sign of the times, really, isn't it?
Well, in a way, that kind of contemporary violence is coming back, isn't it?
Well, you know, I'm enjoying it. I love the cast as well. I think they're great.
Yes, I think there's some remarkable structural work going on for those larger ladies playing
those larger ladies look fabulous in there.
They do indeed. Yes. They do indeed. Yes. But if any of that elastic goes, somebody's going to lose an eye.
Yes, I'm glad we're not in the front row.